Hi people, welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. I hope you're having an amazing week so far and that you benefited somewhat from last week's episode, and that if you ever find yourself hitting rock bottom, that you use it as a means of propelling yourself in a better direction. So today I want to talk about people that envy people's glory without knowing the story. And it's really about, you know, how God is really just and God is very equitable, and His ways might not make sense to us, but we have to understand that a lot of things that we see with our eyes are deeper than they appear to us. We see people that have nice things, they have nice lives. It might seem like we're putting in the same effort. It might seem like we have the same circumstances, and you're wondering why they have it better than you. But you don't know what the backstory is. You don't know what they've had to endure to have that glory, or you don't know what they're going to have to endure to have that glory. And I spoke about this on my Jumpstart class this past weekend, where I shared a story of the first time that I was privileged to fly Qatar Airlines Q-Suite. If you've ever flown Q-Suite, you know that it's, you know, an upgrade for normal business class. It's truly luxurious, and it's like getting first class on a budget. And I thoroughly enjoyed the experience. It was a four-leg, long-haul flight, so I really, really immersed myself in it, and I enjoyed it a lot. But I remember on that very first experience that I spent about 30 minutes on one leg of that flight just crying. I was crying. I cried. And it was because I was going through something in my life at the time that just, you know, hit me at that time. And, you know, despite the luxury that I was surrounded by, despite, you know, being financially independent and having so many other parts of my life going great, I was a bit miserable at that point. And you know, in retrospect, I'm just like, you know, God is truly, truly, truly the merciful. Somebody else might have seen me get on that flight, or somebody else might have, you know, and just wonder, she's so lucky to have this. But would they have been willing to bear the pain that I was bearing at that point? So maybe that was my compensation. Maybe God knew that, look, this girl is going to break down. She's going to have a crying fit. So let me put her in business class where she can have her privacy, door closed, nobody disturbing her, and she can feel her feelings. Maybe God knew, okay, Sammy has been through so much. Let me just give her this as a little compensation. And actually, it's not even maybe. I feel like that's what it is. You know, we don't know what is a compensation in people's lives. You don't know the story behind their glory. You don't know what God has put them through to get what they want, or you don't know what God is going to bring their way. Nor do you know if that thing that you perceive as a blessing is actually a trial for them. Because even wealth is a trial, because wealth takes a lot of people away from God instead of taking them closer to God. So you don't know whether that wealth that they're able to, you know, afford all those privileges is actually a trial, and that you don't want to be in that position. You don't want to be in, you know, the position that they're in. So before you wish for someone else's life, before you, you know, envy them, before you put evil eye on someone, make sure that you know the story. And before you tap into someone's blessings, make sure that for the blessings, you're sure that you can also endure whatever it is that they've had to endure, or you can also live the life that they've had to live, or everything that they have to go through to have those certain blessings in their lives. I know people that, you know, I don't know people, but we know of people, or we hear of people that are in deeply abusive marriages, but they come out and they slam the makeup on and they carry their Birkins and they live cushy lives. And you can see that and think, oh my God, I want her life. But you don't know what her backstory is. But that's not to say that, you know, everybody that seems to have good things must have something terrible to balance it. No, it's just to show the reality of this world. This world is one of trials. This world is not one where there's anybody that has passed through it or that will pass through it has it all easy. And you have to understand that God is a fair God. So he's not going to give someone like Alhaji Dangote a trial of 10,000 naira. He's going to give him something commensurate to his wealth, because 10,000 naira will not even make a dent in the wealth that he has. Nor will he give a person whose gross earnings is 10,000 naira a trial of $50 million. The person will just kukuma die. So I think that it's very important to understand that there's always a backstory. There are always things about people's lives that we do not know. So before we envy, before we project, before we ask questions, we should ask ourselves if we're truly, truly willing to swap lives with them, because we don't know what their backstories are. We don't know what they're enduring. We don't know what they've had to endure, and we don't even know what they're going to endure. So I'll give you an example. Imagine two business owners start business at the same time, do the same kind of marketing, you know, have pretty much the same stock, and one is doing really well in a business and the other one is barely keeping afloat. The person that is barely keeping afloat might feel justified to kind of envy the other one and begin to make assumptions about how her business is thriving. Oh, maybe she's using jars. Oh, maybe there's more to it than meets the eye. But you don't know what God is making her earn from now. And for now, rather. Maybe she's going to be unable to earn in a while. Maybe she's going to be sick. Maybe God wants her to have extra money to, you know, be able to put aside because she's going to have an illness that she's going to need to dip into her savings to treat. And I remember very vividly one of my friends who was diagnosed with cancer. And before then, she just became this fitness freak. Like, we used to think, what is wrong with you? Like, you want to, what are you training for? What's your problem? We used to tease her a lot. And she just said, she just enjoyed it. It was just something that she started to enjoy and whatnot. And she lost a lot of weight. And, you know, when the cancer came, it just made sense. It was God preparing her body for what he was going to face. So somebody else might have seen her and thought, she has lost so much weight now. Wow, envy. It's a lie. Maybe she did gastric sleeve. It's a lie. Maybe she did this. Maybe she's on pills. You know, and then you envy her weight loss and her, you know, new physique. But you didn't know that God was preparing her body for cancer. So would you rather be a little chubby or be slim like she was and have cancer as well? So if we don't understand the toss-up in people's lives, you don't understand the checks and balances that God puts in place. So before you envy people's glory, make sure that you know the entire story. And if you don't know the entire story, please just keep quiet and don't badmouth or don't poke holes or don't put your eye on someone else's glory. People go through so much that we're unaware of. People go through so much and will go through so much that even they are unaware of. The spiritual battles that people are facing that they don't even know that they're facing. They just know that things are not going well. There are things that people are going to face that they don't know that they're already walking into, and God is preparing them in ways that, you know, they don't know. And that's not to say, again, that every good thing in people's lives is a precursor to something bad. But again, if you want to live a life of contentment in this world, you should always expect that bad times will come. Nothing lasts forever. No good time, no bad time. Nobody has an everlasting streak of good times. Nor does anybody have an everlasting streak of bad times. It's always peaks and valleys and peaks and valleys as God wills. God bestows upon us as he sees fit, you know. It might be just because, you know, it might just be a reward for something you've done. It might be in preparation for something. It might be a compensation for something. We don't know the reasons because our wisdom is so limited. So my talk today is really, really to remind us not to, you know, envy or wish for or make assumptions about the glory if we don't know the full story. Have an amazing rest of the week, guys, and I'll be here again next week. Bye.